Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Garr, and my guest is Marianne Williamson. We've been talking about the state of the world today and how many Americans are feeling this level of anxiety or depression or despair, and how we can change that level of thinking. And although the statistics are daunting, Marianne, how can we use any type of discipline of your mind to bring about some type of good for yourself or others? Is there anything that you recommend? I know that you're a big student of A Course in Miracles.
Well, it has to begin on the inside, of course. And many people pray, many people meditate. Anything that has to do with finding that love inside yourself. Sometimes we are so wounded and hurt by life that we become hard, and we put a shell around ourselves so we won't be hurt by anyone again. But putting up that shell and putting up those walls actually invites more hurt. Because when we do put up a wall, what we're really saying deep in our hearts is, someone please love me. But we deflect, you know, we send away the love, the relationships, the goodwill that we most want. So it does begin with waking up in the morning and just sending love out to everybody you're going to see today. You know, people say, oh, that's silly. Well, it's funny to hear when, you know, theoretically, isn't that what the words of Jesus were, that we should love one another? The words of Buddha were, infinite compassion brings happiness. The words of the Old Testament, justice, do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with thy God. And many people who don't relate specifically to a particular religious philosophy are coming to understand we've all got to find that inner quiet within ourselves. I think between social media, the fact we're all on our tablets, we're we go to the dinner table and our kids are on their computers, they're on their tablets, they're on their iPads or iPhones. We've got to discover each other again. And I think that takes some discipline, because for one thing, as far as those tablets are concerned, we're all addicted and we know it. And they're
designed that way. Yes.
They're designed to addict us.
Uh-huh.
And we all, it has to start in our own families. It has to start in our own homes. It has to start with parents saying, you're not going to bring that to the dinner table. It has to start with our talking to one another again. I mean, and just asking, asking the God of your understanding, make me an instrument of love. Make me a person who contributes to other people. Help me not worry about myself so much that I'm not thinking about how many other people are in the same boat that I'm in, going through the same struggles that I'm going through. That's the only way. There aren't any silver bullets that's going to heal everything.
Right.
But the only thing that's going to dissolve all the hate that's in the air is if we put out more love. Love is the only thing that can drive out hate.
Love
is the only thing that can drive out darkness.
You've been a student and a teacher of A Course in Miracles for many, many, many years. I've followed your daily lessons from the course. Could you tell us a little bit about what that is? Was it a channeled text?
Well, The Course in Miracles, no book like The Course in Miracles has a monopoly on truth. It's a psychological mind training based on universal spiritual themes. So people from all religions read the course. People from no religions read the course. It's simply about recognizing the power of the mind, and that every single thought we think carries with it the capacity to affect our lives and the lives around us, not just everything we do, but everything we think. And we are trained in this world, and we're trained by the narratives of this world. And in many ways, we're tempted, because of all the anxiety that we've been talking about here tonight, to be very judgmental and very mean. So-and-so is the problem. That group of people is the problem. And we can disagree about things, like when we were talking politically before. It's important to have passionate disagreements or to call systems to account that are unjust.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to personally demonize one another. And we, once again, it's on social media. It's in too much of the media. We are far too indulgent of hatred in our hearts. And the only, we ourselves are responsible for transforming our lives on the inside. We have rights to expect our government to do a whole lot more than it now does to help transform things on the outside. But none of that is a substitute for the changes that we have to make inside our hearts. Everybody who's listening right now, even think of just one person, and everybody who's listening, there's one person who, if you forgave that person, your whole life would change. Because you are holding on to resentments, and you're holding on to grievances, you're holding on to what they did to you. And so you're not letting life begin again. You're not letting, the way the universe works is kind of like a GPS. If you took the wrong turn, the GPS will automatically recalibrate. Well, that's how life works. Somebody treated you without love. You did something without love. Somebody else did something to you. You did something stupid. We all have those things. We all have those things. It's so important to remember that, Lisa. We all have those things. But life is created to give you another path, but not if you're holding on to the resentment. Not if you're holding on to the, what they did to me, then you get a chip on your shoulder. And then you actually subconsciously invite more of the same kind of experience that you're so upset about. And life compounds the pain. And then you say, see, nothing ever changes.
Mm-hmm.
It has to begin with us. It has to begin with atoning in our hearts for the mistakes we've made. And praying in whatever way we pray, or asking, whatever language works for us, that we ourselves might change and be more open-hearted. Every thought we think is either an open-hearted response to life or a response to life that is a hardened heart. And when the heart is open, we attract good things. We attract people who want to be with us. We attract love. We attract happiness. But when our hearts are shut tight, what we attract is pain. Mm. And what we attract is other people who are shut down to us the way we're shut down to them. And, you know, everybody's listening, recognizes everything I'm saying, because this is just a human experience.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Yes, it definitely is. I was listening to a lecture from Lynn Twist, and she wrote a book recently about the prophecies that she's gained from her years and years with the Pachamama Alliance visiting indigenous tribes. And there's a prophecy amongst these tribes, collectively, 20 or 30 of these tribes, of the eagle and the condor. And I don't know the exact timing, but it's something about being in the last 100 years of this 500-year cycle, where the beginning of this cycle was very tumultuous, very dark, very much filled with contrast, as we've seen the first 23 years of this 100-year cycle we're in. But where the prophecy says that we're moving is more towards this light, more towards humanity coming together, more towards hope, more towards solution and resolution. And so this conversation is apropos to that, because you're talking about, yes, these daunting statistics and the place that humanity is in right now, specifically Americans in this country, very, very, a lot of despair. Yet this conversation needs to go towards that level of hope. What do you feel is possible, Marianne? What do you see in the next 20 years?
Well, we're living in two simultaneous realities.
Right.
One world is clearly falling apart around us. There's no doubt about it. Our institutions, our environment, our democracy, I mean, things are crumbling. And clearly there is the end days of a certain era. But at the same time, as you've been talking about on the show tonight, wonderful things are happening. And a new world, you know, there's an Indian writer, Arundhati Roy, and she said there is a new world that is struggling to be born. We feel that too. And I think in that space called God or whatever we want to call it, there is infinite capacity to transform, to change, to begin again. I mean, all of us have, I mean, that's the mercy of God is part of the power of faith that, you know, I love the story in the Bible of the prodigal son. The father is more excited to see the son who left and came back than to see the son who had never left. We've all made our mistakes. We've all fallen down. But the issue in life is getting back up. You know, mm-hmm. Hemingway, the writer, said, life breaks everyone, but some people grow stronger in the broken places. Mm. Well, that's happening too. What's happening is regeneration. What's happening is repair. And that's but what we have to understand, I think, is that with every thought, every action, everything we do with our lives, we are either contributing to the energy of the downward spiral of our civilization, or we are contributing to the upward spiral. And, you know, there are so many ways that solutions are available today, from regenerative agriculture to green energy to new ways of doing community and economics and business. The problem is the people who have the power aren't applying the solutions because they don't necessarily make quick corporate profits, and the people who have the solutions don't necessarily have the power. So we're living in this time of struggle. There's no doubt about that. But I think it's a time of great hope and possibility, because if you believe in a power higher than we are, greater than we are, that lives within us, then the possibility of what God can do, you know, there's a line, God can only do for us what he can do through us. But if we surrender our lives and ask that our lives be used as instruments of good and peace in this extraordinary revolution of consciousness and love that is trying to take place, then you start attracting more people who have that same kind of consciousness, the same kind of mindset. You stop attracting people around you who are just saying, ain't it awful? You start attracting more people who are inviting you into the space of relationship and circumstance where people are doing cool new things. Both things are happening, and we ourselves, I think, have to take responsibility for which one of those things we're putting our attention to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, as I mean, it's according to the prophecy and what you're talking about, these two worlds existing now, and I'm sure astrologically this is all being supported, that we're in this transition, I feel, is taking place. But do you have any evidence of the fact that we are transitioning towards this more hopeful future, a more connected humanity?
Well, I think we need to realize which way it will go is up to us. You know, I mean, that's the thing. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, you know, one of my least favorite comments or one of my biggest peeves is when people say, well, we'll see, mm-hmm. as though we have no power. You know, I think it's true that on an external level, the average American has much less power to change their circumstances than we should have, for all the things we were talking about, lack of health care and all that kind of stuff. But internally, we have the power. You know, nobody can determine for you how you choose to live your life. No one can determine for you where you put your attention. No one can determine for you whether you're going to spend your life blessing other people or blaming other people, whether you're going to be an instrument of forgiveness or you're going to be an instrument of judgment. Only we can, you know, only you can determine that for yourself. And, you know, nobody should just believe me because I said it, you know, or because anyone else said it. Try it and see. Mm. And I just know in my own life, when I, you know, I always say, Lisa, when I practice what I preach, my life works really well. None of us get there 24 hours every day.
Uh-huh.
But when we seek in whatever situation to be kinder, to ask about other people's issues and not just our own,
mm-hmm.
To ask how we can be an agent of betterment in somebody else's life, that we are participating in a fundamental movement on the planet away from darkness and into light And otherwise, with the state of our democracy, with the authoritarian stresses, with the stress of environmental breakdown, with the economic inequality, if we do not consciously exert a proactive effort to move in the direction of the light, then the darkness could definitely overwhelm us, and we shouldn't kid ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
This civilization could go through chaos, the likes of which we've never known in our lifetime.
Yes, there are. I love that we're talking about this, that we have the power to change our thoughts, our neurology towards this conversation or towards a more hopeful conversation. Yes, we're aware of the statistics. And yes, there is an onset of even new technologies. The first part of tonight's show is talking all about AI and ChatGPT and this whole level of technology that's going to accelerate over the next 10 months, likely what we've seen in the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if just an ounce of this could be used towards good, how do I create a more positive future? How do I learn to love my neighbor? How do I be kind to one person a day? That could be used towards anything that could create or generate goodness. It would make sense. It would make so much more sense. And then that could start to generate more of the same, like it does in AI.
Well, also, you know, when you say, how do I? It's just, there is no how to this. You decide to. You know, I realized a few years ago that the best advice I can give myself, I'm telling you, 90% of the time when I have a problem, the answer is some form of, oh, Marianne, get over yourself.
Yes.
Think about somebody whose life is a little harder than yours right now, and how could you help? Just that kind of thinking begins to transform everything. You know, Martin Luther King had a term, cosmic companionship.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.